Jimmy C. Riley from Harper Valley PTX, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back Country Jamboree on CFRC.
The day my mama stopped it too.
Yes, friends, following that classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. We're just sitting on the other side of 9 o'clock hour here at CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. With that, I would also like to mention that we're being brought to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario as well, as being heard via World Wide Web at www.cfrc.ca and most listening devices. As I welcome you all back into the second hour of 9 o'clock here this morning, I'd like to play a double feature here of our birthday girl who celebrated her 79th birthday yesterday, the 19th of October, 1945 she was born, and will forever be remembered for her classic Harper Valley PTA. That, of course, is Jeannie C. Riley. However, I would like to remember Jeannie and celebrate her 79th birthday with some lesser known classics here on a double feature this morning. First of all will be the all-time classic My Scrapbook, and then we'll follow with another classic titled Yearbooks and Yesterdays. With that, I would like to welcome you all to 9 o'clock hour. Just say good morning to everybody listening in. Welcome in, friend.
While looking through an old scrapbook of mine, I let the pages take me back through time. Just an old scrapbook, yellowed with age, but a million old memories still live on each page. Scrapbook. I see two tickets to the high school play. The note on the napkin he wrote me one day that said things he thought were too silly to say. His change of address when he moved away. Clippings tell how he died. We'd planned to be married that night secretly, but fate stopped my love on his way to meet me. Pictures we took, I'll keep them forever next page there was Johnny Roosevelt, most handsome boy in school. Hi, Johnny, guess you never knew what a crush I had on you. But it only lasted until Michael Brady moved to Central High. He was the big bashful football boy, and I loved him at first sight. Well, there you are, Mike, I was wondering when you'd be showing up. Gosh, you got a bruise on your eye. Oh, I remember those Pecos boys were mighty rough. And remember how us girls all cried when we lost the game that night. It was so cold, why, you couldn't even squeeze me. You were bandaged up so tight. Hello, Patty June and Billy Roy. Heard you'd married and settled down. Betty Rogers still writes now and then since I moved out of town. You remember my daddy got a transfer when school came to an end. And for a while I lost track of my yearbook and yesterday friends. But today as I visit back with you, hi Joni and Clyde,
friends. I do hope y'all enjoyed those classics by Jeannie C. Riley, who just turned 79 years young as of yesterday, the 19th of October. Now we are back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree, and it's once again time to welcome a very special furry member of our program to our program this morning, none other than Simbush the Wonder Husky, who has her weekly picks of, yes, Kris Kristofferson's classics here this morning. Let's begin with an all-time classic titled To Beat the Devil, which is a song he wrote about Johnny Cash, I understand. Then we'll follow with The Pilgrim, Chapter 33, which is to me one of my all-time favorites of Kris Kristofferson. Then we'll wrap up Simbush's top weekly picks this morning with none other than another favorite here this morning titled Somebody Nobody Knows. With that, I hope everybody enjoys Simbush's top picks, and I'd just like to wish her a happy belated 7th birthday as of Tuesday past. With that, here's Kris Kristofferson.
A couple of years back, I come across a great and wasted friend of mine in the hallway of a recording studio, and while he was reciting some poetry to me that he'd written, I saw that he was about a step away from dying, and I couldn't help but wonder why. And the lines of this song occurred to me. I'm happy to say he's no longer wasted. He's got him a good woman. And I'd like to dedicate this to John and June, who helped show me how to beat the devil. It was wintertime in Nashville, down on Music City Row, and I was looking for a place to get myself out of the cold, to warm the frozen feeling that was eating at my soul, keep the chilly wind off my guitar. My thirsty wanted whiskey, my hunger needed beans, but it had been a month of payday since I'd heard that eagle scream. So with a stomach full of empty and a pocket full of dreams, I left my pride and stepped inside a bar. Actually, I guess you'd call it a tavern. Cigarette smoke to the ceiling and sawdust on the floor. Friendly shadows. I saw that there was just one old man sitting at the bar. And in the mirror I could see him checking me and my guitar. And he turned and said, come up here, boy, and show us what you are. I said, I'm dry. And he bought me a beer. He nodded at my guitar and said, it's a tough life, ain't it? I just looked at him. He said, you ain't making any money, are you? I said, you've been reading my mail. He just smiled and said, let me see that guitar. I got something you ought to hear. Then he laid it on me. If you waste your time talking to the people who don't listen to the things that you are saying, who do you think's gonna hear? And if you should die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could be changing, who do you think's gonna care? There were other lonely singers in a world turned deaf and blind who were crucified for what they tried to show. And their voices have been scattered by the swirling winds of time, 'cause the truth remains that no one wants to know. Well, the old man was a stranger, but I'd heard his song before. Back when failure had me locked out on the wrong side of the door. When no one stood behind me but my shadow on the floor. And lonesome was more than a state of mind. You see, the devil haunts a hungry man. If you don't want to join him, you gotta beat him. I ain't saying I beat the devil, but I drank his beer for nothing. Then I stole his song. And you still can hear me singing to people who don't listen to the things that I am saying, praying someone's gonna hear. And I guess I'll die explaining how the things that they complain about are things they could be changing, hoping someone's gonna care. I was born a lonely singer, and I'm bound to die the same. But I've gotta feed the hunger in my soul. And if I never have a nickel, I won't ever die ashamed, 'cause I don't believe that no one wants to know. I started writing this song about Chris Gantry, ended up writing about Dennis Hopper and Johnny Cash and Norman, Norbert, Funky Donnie Frith, Billy Swan, Bobby Newirth, Jerry Jeff Walker, and Paul Siebel. And Ramblin' Jack Elliott had a lot to do with it. See him wasted on the sidewalk in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a change for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found. Never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet and he's a picker. He's a prophet and he's a pusher. He's a pilgrim and a preacher, and the problem when he's stoned, he's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, and he's trading in tomorrow for today, running from his devil's lord,
reaching for the stars, losing all the love along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning, for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around. From the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher. He's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction. Taking every wrong direction on his lonely way back home. There's a lot of wrong directions on that lonely way back home. Young girl is sitting and smiling at nothing at all. And she stares now and then at the eyes of the men in the mirror that hangs on the wall. She's waiting for someone, and knowing there's no one who cares if she comes or she goes. Just a soul in the shadows, the world never sees. She's somebody nobody knows. Someone no one's ever known. Crying when no one can hear. Somebody's dying alone. City where nobody cares. Down in the gutter, an old man had fallen like something the world threw away. The late crowd was leaving. Nobody even took time to look down where he lay. The old man was crying and helplessly trying to wipe off the stain from his clothes. Just a soul in the shadows, the life left behind. He's somebody nobody knows. Someone no one's ever known. Crying where no one can hear. Somebody's dying alone in a city where nobody cares.
They ask about you and me. That's it, like it.
Graham Brown, and you're listening to my good buddy Johnny Woodlock right here on the Wayback Country Jamboree.
I tell it like it ought to be.
Yes, friends, following Simbush's top favorites there this week, we're back here on the Wayback Country Jamboree, and it's once again time to pay tribute to the great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern legends. Let's begin this morning with sharing that these are all taken off original vinyl records that I picked up in St. Jacobs a couple weeks ago, and St. Jacobs has a great antique market that I picked up some LP records and 45s from. So let's begin with none other than Freddie McKenna and a song that he recorded many years ago titled Weary Blue and Feeling Low. Then we'll follow with another legendary pioneer of Canadian country music, Gary Buck, singer-songwriter of Alberta, and he'll be doing an all-time classic titled Wayward Girl. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time favorite gem from the Canadian Country Archives. It's going to be Dick Dameron and a classic titled The Prophet. And with that, I would like to wish everybody out there a very happy Sunday morning here at the Wayback Country Jamboree. Now, I do hope you all enjoy these Canadian Northern gems. Welcome in, friends.
Ask me why I'm lonesome, why teardrops fill my eyes, and if you'll just have patience and try and realize, too many loves and broken hearts will cause the tears to flow when you're weary blue and feeling low. There's many just like me, who started life out wrong, and soon you'll know the nightlife, a kiss, a drink, a song, a slave to wine and women, no matter where you go, when you're weary, blue, and feeling to press their lips to yours and ease your troubled mind, to listen to your troubles and listen to your woe when you're weary, blue, and feeling low. All you have, your sweethearts, don't understand our case. You look at us in anger and call us a disgrace. Have mercy on these helpless souls as down life's path they go. They're just weary blue and feeling low.
Wayward woman of the world, your mama resting in her grave would toss and turn and weep to see the mistakes you have made. For she raised you up to be a righteous girl. As you saunter by and twist off down the street, the things you advertise brightly flashing from your eyes, written there for every passing man to read. Wayward woman of the world, your mama resting in her grave would toss and turn and weep to see the mistakes you have made. For she raised you up to be a righteous girl. Sin, to share love without a ring on your hand. Now you think it's all a go, exercising your elbow, sitting in a bar room with some hungry man. Wayward woman of the world, your mama resting in her grave, would toss and turn and weep to see the mistakes you have made. For she raised you up to be a righteous girl.
Hell is paved with good intentions, and you can tell he's made a mile or two. Today somehow he seems a little older, and he knows the devil always gets his dues. You know he's chased at least 1,000 rainbows, and followed every wild, wild wind that's blown. Walked dusty country roads and city sidewalks, and always tried to make it on his own. He ain't just another poet, he's a prophet of our time, singing songs and painting mental pictures in your mind. Seeking understanding, sharing other people's dreams, but never having one call his own. He's known country girls and money-loving women. Loved them and he left them one by one. Somewhere along the way, he's lost a lifetime, searching something he has never known. He ain't just another poet, he's a prophet of our time, singing songs and painting mental pictures in your mind. Seeking understanding, sharing other people's dreams, but never having one to call his own.
A steady old farmer out working your field, hanging down over your tractor wheel.
This is Martin McLaughlin. I'm the guy that wrote Farmer Song. You're listening to the Wayback Country Jamboree with my good friend Johnny Woodlock right here on CFRC.
Straw hat and old dirty hankies, mopping the face like a shoe.
Well, yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program to welcome our very special fur baby, none other than the littlest member of our program, Gunny the Dachshund, to our program this morning. Even though she might be little, she makes it up in a giant personality. So let's begin Gunny's top favorites of this week with none other than songs written by Kris Kristofferson. And you know there was many of them written by him and recorded by other singers. So let's begin, first of all, with none other than the first person to ever record one of Kris's songs. That is none other than the legendary Roy Drusky and a classic titled Jody and the Kid. Then we'll follow with the killer of country music, none other than Jerry Lee Lewis. And an all-time favorite of his that Kris wrote, titled Once More a Feeling. And then we'll wrap up Gunny's weekly favorites this morning with another all-time favorite, that by Kris Kristofferson, and recorded by none other than the legendary Sammy Smith. That, of course, is none other than Help Me Make It Through the Night. With that, I would like to thank Gunny for her weekly favorites of this morning. And say good morning to all our friends out there in radio world.
She would meet me in the morning on my way down to the river, waiting patient by the china berry tree. With her feet already dusty from the pathway to the levee, and her little blue jeans rolled up to her knees. And I'd pay her no attention as she tagged along beside me, trying hard to copy everything I did. But I couldn't keep from smiling when I'd hear somebody saying,
Looky yonder, there goes Jody and the kid. Even after we grew older, we could still be seen together as we walked along the levee holding hands. For as surely as the seasons, she was changing to a woman, and I'd lived enough to call myself a man. As she often lay beside me in the coolness of the evening, till the morning sun was shining on my bed. And at times when she was sleeping, I would smile when I'd remember how they used to call us Jody and the kid. Now the world's a little older, and the years have changed the river, 'cause there's houses where they didn't used to be. And on Sundays I go walking down the pathway to the levee with another little girl who follows me. And it makes the old folks smile to see her tag along beside me, doing little things the way her mama did. But it gets a little lonesome when I hear somebody saying, "Looky yonder, there goes Jody and the kid."
We've learned to play, never quite together like before. 'Cause somehow, darling, something good got lost along the way. And our song, it ain't nothing special anymore. So try it one more time. Let me feel those tears fall. I don't wanna miss a single drop. Darling, make a believe you're making me believe each word you say. Try it once more, feeling, and we'll call it a day. Oh, you're reaching out. Touch me, baby, just the way you used to do. You're looking everywhere but in old Jerry's eyes. Well, now, honey, that's an oldie, and it's a goodie, but them words ain't ringing true, and you don't seem very sure of all of your.
From my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft against your skin like the shadow. shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through.
Now, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classics as written by none other than Kris Kristofferson and sung by other entertainers of the country music field. Now, following those great classics, we're back here on the Way Back Country Jamboree, and it's once again time to listen to the second half of this great three-part interview between Ralph Emery and Kris Kristofferson. Once again, I would also like to remind y'all that this interview can be found on YouTube in its entirety. However, I did cut it back quite a bit to fit onto the program, but the original, well, it's over an hour long, so I had to cut back for timing. So with that mentioned, let's turn back the years to the good old days of country music and listen to, once again, Ralph Emery and our late hero, yes, Hall of Famer, Kris Kristofferson.
Kris, I want to talk about Sunday morning coming down. Now, we're taping this show at the Combine Music Complex, for whom you write. We're right in the heart of what is called Record Row. And I know you used to live around here someplace. You had an apartment.
Right across the alleyway there. The I think it was condemned. It looks like they've rebuilt the place. Right next to, remember Kathy Gregory?
Yes.
And Bobby Gregory?
Yes.
Right next to them. And
you had an apartment or a room?
Apartment, that's a euphemism. it had holes in the wall and a dirt floor on the second floor. But I just quit paying rent on the darn thing a year ago, November.
You mean you've had it all this time?
Mm-hmm. Well, Kathy was afraid that if I moved out, some hippie would move in. I don't know what she thought I was, you know. And she says, you know, that's your good luck, you know, whatever it was. I kept it until Francis Preston told me that Kathy didn't even live there anymore. I've been paying rent for a year and a half for nothing. But it was a pretty scary place. I don't know how in the world I lived there for a year and a half.
Is that where you wrote Sunday Morning Coming Down?
Yeah.
Because the song has always reminded me of maybe what Record Row would look like on Christmas morning, mm-hmm. or any time when it's when nothing is going on, mm-hmm. and it's absolutely vacant down here. And I got to thinking that it must have been a very lonesome time for you.
Well, it was. I had separated from my family, you know, from Fran and Tracy and my son. And Sundays were just like that, really. Sunday and Christmas and all that. But you know, nobody's working. Mm-hmm. You couldn't wait for Monday in those days, and the bars didn't even open. Tally Ho Tavern was across the corner, and it didn't open till 1, you know. I guess it was a lonesome time. It's hard to remember being lonesome now when you can't find any time to be alone anymore. But no, that's not true either.
All right, the Tally Ho Tavern was down here on the corner, a little bar, and it has since been destroyed or torn down.
Yeah,
I know Tom T. Hall came in and salvaged some bricks from it. He has some bricks from the tavern.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to go in there and drink a beer or two.
Weren't you a bartender there?
Yeah. Glenda Brown and Jim Brown gave me, that was when I left Columbia. Harold Hitt and I had a disagreement about my job, and
so now you've left your janitor's job at Columbia Records.
Yeah, and went to work for, I think, $60 a week, tending bar at the Tally Ho.
So you're still just hanging on.
Well, it wasn't a great step up. No, it was enough to keep feeding the family. I wasn't making any money at all, and it was during the time I was working there that my wife and I decided to separate, and also she got pregnant, and I knew I needed to make some more money, so I went with a friend that I'd met in the National Guard and got a job out in the Gulf of Mexico flying the helicopters, because it made more money than the...
What would you fly in the helicopters?
And equipment around to the platforms. It was much 50 miles out, you know, out to sea out there.
The way the wind blows out in the Gulf of Mexico. Years ago, I used to work at Baton Rouge.
Oh, yeah.
And I know the way the wind blows down there. It must have been pretty hairy to land a helicopter on an oil rig.
They just wrecked one a couple nights ago, I heard. He out there landed and missed the platform. But it was hairy. But you could never fly at night because they didn't have the equipment in the aircraft. But the weather was very changeable. And mainly it was lonesome. You talk about lonesome. It was just like prison, but they didn't lock the doors, you know. They didn't have any wine, women, or song, you know. And it was 7 days at a time. And you're 50 miles away from land, let alone whatever is going for you in Nashville, you know. So I couldn't wait to get back to Nashville every week.
Chris, at what point did you finally leave Nashville? What was happening to you? What made you finally leave here?
It was going on the road. Just when I quit my job, it's hard to believe. 10 years to the day from when I started this movie I was just talking about with Cimino. April 15th, 1969, I came back here and John was doing that TV show.
The Johnny Cash Show.
Yeah. And never did get another job after that because Fred Foster and Bob Beckham financed me so I wouldn't get thrown in jail for non-support because I hung around that show with Mickey Newberry and pitched a lot of songs to the artists that were coming through. And like Roger cut Bob McGee. Roger Miller.
I heard a story the other day that you went out and gave Roger Miller Bobby McGee and really upset the people at Monument Records because they wanted you to record that.
Well, that's possible. I don't know. I think it's fact. It's true because I had already given away a Sunday Morning Coming Down to Ray Stevens. And it was sort of like, well, what are you doing to us? Fred had been waiting to record me for a while. And I don't know. I was so thrilled that Roger wanted to do it. You know, I just gave it to him.
Chris, what did you think about Kris Kristofferson making records back in those days?
I don't think I had any idea that they'd ever sell. I didn't have the faith in them that Fred did. You know, he wanted me to do an album, and we worked a long time at it. Then finally, we did do it. I figured it would be a good demo for, you know, if nothing else. And it turned out to be, because there was four of the songs on it that got covered and were hits, like For the Good Times and Sunday Morning, Come Down by McGee, and Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really when I moved away from Nashville, though, because I sort of went out and started to do just a couple of places, you know, to promote the record, like the Troubadour in L.A. when the record was going to be in L.A. And it never stopped. Before I finished that job, I had an offer of another one, you know, and then the next thing you know, I was on the road for about 7 or 8 years. And I didn't really move anywhere until Rita was pregnant with Casey, and we decided we needed a house, and she bought one out in Malibu.
Let me clear up a point that might confuse some of our listeners. You've been married twice.
Right.
You were married to a pretty little girl I used to know here in Nashville.
Yeah, Fran.
Fran.
Yeah.
And you had a child.
Tracy. And son Chris was born right when they were leaving.
All right. And then that marriage, unfortunately, dissolved.
Right.
And then later on you meet Chris. I mean, you meet Rita. Uh-huh. And the two of you get married.
Yeah.
And you have a little girl.
Right. I just saw the first family when Willie and I played in Palo Alto, and I spent a couple of days with them. We're a lot closer now than we were when I was married to her.
Years ago in Nashville, and I hate to keep saying years ago, but there were some choice times. I know Larry Gatlin has said to me many times, I wish I had lived here in Nashville during that period. It really bugs him that he wasn't here when Roger was here, Roger Miller, mm-hmm. and Willie was living here, and you were here. And Larry has said those must have been great years.
They were great years. And I wasn't here when Roger was here.
I know.
Though.
You came along later. Roger and Willie were here in the early 60s.
Uh-huh.
Roger was playing fiddle and hanging out.
Yeah.
And Willie was fronting the Ray Price Band.
Yeah.
And But it was
an exciting time because
it was a very productive time. A lot of hits came out of that era.
And there were a lot of interesting writers that hung out that weren't really famous then. And you would get to know the stars, you know, because you could go out and drink with them and everything, or hang around them. I don't say you were really friends with them, you know, but there were people like Red Lane and Jimmy Day and people like this who knew the stars, you know, and they were good writers, and we'd hang around and swap stuff.
Chris, I seem to recall that one of the first songs, other than Vietnam Blues, mm-hmm. which Jack Sanders did.
Right, he did the first thing. Then Dave Dudley had
to record that one time and did not return Mary John's call soon enough, and she gave it to somebody else. And I really got upset. I did one of your songs in the early part of your career.
Late Night Morning Sidewalks.
Yeah.
Right.
I wondered if you remember that.
I like that.
It was terrible.
You're the only one who ever did. What do you mean it was terrible?
It was terrible.
Well, it didn't. A couple of those and we can retire.
Recently. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
It was terrible.
You know, it was all I could do to carry the melody. But,
Yeah, the melody was pretty weird when you think about it. It was all I could do to carry it, too.
I recorded that for ABC Records.
Yeah, but nobody held a gun to your head. I can't feel guilty about it.
But it seems to me the first song that you had recorded that did anything was Jody and the Kids.
I think so, right. Roy Drusky.
And then after that came a whole flock of good things.
Well, yes, friends, once again, we have reached the end of the second hour here at the Wayback Country Jamboree. As we play us into the third and final hour of this morning's program, I'd like to play another collection of great gospel favorites. First of all, it's going to be Miss Connie Smith and I Saw a Man. Then we'll follow with a man who led Kris Kristofferson to the Lord, none other than Reverend Jimmy Rogers Snow, the son of Hank Snow. And from him, it's going to be an all-time classic titled The Hem of His Garment. And then we'll follow follow with another all-time gospel favorite, this time by none other than Christy Lane and One Day at a Time. Now, I know a lot of people don't realize that Kris Kristofferson didn't just record and write Why Me, Lord, but he also did record, along with Mary John Wilkins, none other than this classic titled One Day at a Time. So with that, here's our tribute to the gospel music according to country music. Welcome in, friends, and we'll be back following this on the other side at 10 o'clock.
Last night I dreamed an angel came. He took my hand. He called my name. He bade me look the other way. I saw a man.
One day tried many physicians, but rather grew worse, in the Bible we're told. But when she had heard and she came to Jesus, she found what she needed for body and soul. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch some part of his clothes, I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be. Blind Bartimaeus said, by the wayside begging, nobody to help him down life's weary way. But Jesus passed by and heard his sad crying. He touched his blind eyes and he healed him that day. If I could but touch the hem of his garment, if I could but touch.
some part of his clothes. I know I'd be healed, my sins all forgiven. If I could but touch him, I know I'd be whole.
Nicodemus, he came to Jesus by night. His eyes, they were blinded to the things that were right. He could not understand how a man when he's old can be filled with the Spirit and have a life for his soul.
If I could but touch
just give